Andrei Babiš was elected leader of his ANO party on Saturday, gaining the approval of all 186 delegates gathered for the party's annual congress in Prague. Expressing surprise over his 100% victory, Mr. Babiš sounded a combative, partisan tone to the party faithful. The finance minister's harshest words were targeted at his fellow coalition partners, the Social Democrats. Dominic Yoon asked political analyst Yiti Pehe for his take on Babiš's victory.
It wasn't surprising at all because he basically owns the movement. I thought that perhaps just for the public, it would have looked better if Mr. Babiš managed to stage at least a small surprise, for example, two or three people not voting for him.
Is there a danger of building up a party like that based so strongly around the personality of one single person?
I think that ANO is really not a political party. Here we have a one-man show. I think the Congress of ANO reflected that fact, but also Mr. Babiš doesn't seem to be satisfied with only running this one political group, but he also wants to control media, and on top of that, he is the owner of one of the biggest companies in the Czech Republic.
And Mr. Babiš, following his victory in the elections, had some surprisingly strong words for his fellow coalition partners, the Social Democrats, accusing them of building up an irresponsible state, wanting to raise taxes and so forth. So what are the political tactics behind turning on his own coalition?
Well, I think two political strategies behind Mr. Babiš's criticism of the Social Democrats. One is, of course, his goal to win parliamentary elections in 2017. And so this was, in a way, a campaign gimmick already. He knows he has to stay in the government in the foreseeable future and cooperate with the Social Democrats, but at the same time, he had a stage there to make his views known, and he did that. And then I think that Mr. Babiš basically would like to govern with his own party, his own movement only. And so this was a strategy to put Social Democrats down. They will have their own Congress in 1 month. So I think this was sort of a preemptive strike.
Theoretically, one might assume that there would be a more logical fit for the ANO party in a coalition with right-of-centre parties such as Top09 and ODS. But for some reason, both sides seem to be ruling that out.
ANO, of course, given its increasingly rightist profile, would be better off in a coalition with the right-of-centre parties. But there are personal issues, especially between Mr. Babiš and Mr. Kalousek, the vice chairman of the Top09. And so the cooperation is not possible. I think that one of the reasons why Mr. Babiš so strongly attacked the Social Democrats and spoke about their irresponsible spending and so on was also to profile his own movement as a right-of-center liberal movement. He wanted to give the movement a place on the political map and also to get voters who in the past have voted for Top09 and Civic Democratic Party. So I think that these statements he made had two objectives. One was to weaken the Social Democrats, and the second was to attract right-of-center voters who are still supporting Top09 and the Civic Democrats.
Political analyst Yiti Pehe speaking there to Dominic Yoon.